Okay, today is Daf Tzadik Hey. We're on Tzadik Hey at the Mishnah. Today, Shia, we're going to learn Le'ilu Nishmas Yisrael Issa Ben Sion Ben Yaakov, who's the Yahrzeit is today, and Neshama should have Aliyah, and the family should have only Simchas. We'll also learn Le'ilu Nishmas Etta Bas Yehoshua, and Neshama should have Aliyah. Mi Shehaya Nasui Beis Nashim. If somebody married two women, right? Married two women. Umachar Es Sadehu, and he sold a field. So that field was really indebted to the ksuvas of the two wives, but he went ahead and sold it. All that means is that when he dies, two women have to go down and chase it down and get it back. However, that's all it means, right? However, umachar es tzedehu, v'kasva rishona lilokeach, the first one writes to the buyer, listen, dinu dvarim ein li alecha, ein li imach. I have nothing to do, I'm not going to come tayna later about this field. I agree with my husband that it's so important to sell to you now that I will never come and tie it. I want this field back. That's what she writes. So therefore, Hashnia, listen to this one. Hashnia motzi min ha'alokeach. The second one can take it away. The second one never wrote that. Once that happens, v'rishona min hashnia. Then the first one can go take back her portion from the second one. That she never wrote a letter to the second one. She wrote a letter to the buyer, not to the second wife. So she can come to the second wife and take it back. When that happens, v'halokeach min harishona, the buyer can come back to the first one and say, you promised you're never going to have a taina with me. So I get it back, I get that portion back. By the way, v'chazer is chalila. This goes on and on and on. Ad shiyasu pshar b'neim, until they figure out some answer. Until they make some kind of compromise.
Ooh, look at this.
Until they make some kind of compromise. Okay? Until they make some kind of compromise. V'chein also, you hear that? Until they make some kind of compromise. V'chein also, balchov, the same halacha by a balchov. What does that mean? We'll see it all at the end of today's daf. V'chein isha balaschov. So to a woman who also owes debt, does the same thing. An isha balaschov. What does that mean? We'll see in the Gemara. The same thing. A guy owes money to one person, sells it. The guy owes money to two people, sells the land to a third person. One of those two people says, I have nothing to do with you. I'm not going to come claim it. Right? Then the other one doesn't say that. So the other one can, and then the guy one can take it back from him, then he comes back and the circle keeps on going. It's the same story. Okay. First of all, the Gemara asks, can you even do such a thing? Can you even write? Yeah, I'm withdrawing any claims. Does that even work? One second. How does that even help? But we learned, if a guy says to his friend, not a husband and a wife, alone, I'm not, it's two partners. Two partners. One partner says, you know what? I had enough. I'm out. I don't want to be busy with it. My hands are removed from this field. It's all yours now. It's all yours. Good luck. The answer is, lower my klum. That's nothing. Didn't say anything. Right?
Why not?
I'll tell you why not. The answer is,
I'm making an effort.
Correct. However, no. This man made a kinyan with that woman. In other words, without a kinyan, transferring, effectuating what you're saying, words don't have any. Words
can't.
Two shutfin. So you see from here that a partner or anybody can't just withdraw without just with words alone. You're right. There wasn't words alone. The man came to the wife and you wrote me a letter that you're not going to come back for this land when your husband dies. She says, that's right. I'm not going to do it. Will you make a kinyan? I'll make a kinyan. Oh, that's a different story.
What kind of kinyan can it be?
So he says over here, a kinyan sudar.
How? What's the kinyan thing?
Kind of
you're not buying anything there. You're buying. What are you doing?
You're giving over your rights. You're giving over your rights. I have rights in this land.
How does it work? I don't know. You're going to have a whole probably 2 hours.
Sure, how that works. But that's what it is. Not that I said it with words. I wrote a letter.
What's my skin? Not the wife.
No, the man.
The man is
the wife with the buyer. The wife with the buyer. It says here.
What?
The wife with the buyer.
Correct.
Yes, but the man is talking about is the buyer.
Yeah.
Right. He. It says over here, halokeach, the buyer, gam kana mimena, acquires from her, the kinyan sudar, with a kinyan sudar, es havitur al zechusasa Zechusa legabo says a sadur meno. The right to collect the field later.
There's a kinyan for that?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Now, what? Sure.
I just missed in the Mishnah. What happened? Why didn't the buyer take it back from the first wife?
Because the first, what happened was, a man had two wives. He sold a field to Reuven. Now, then the wife number one says to Reuven, I'm never going to claim that. Really, really, once the husband dies, the two wives can get that field back. Why? Because they have a ksuva, which precedes that sale. So that sale, that land is indebted to the two of them. One of the wives says, don't worry about it, Mr. Reuven. I'm not going to bother you about it. And wife number two never said that. So wife number two takes the field away. Now wife number one doesn't buy it. Wife number one says, oh, you, I never made a deal. I want it back. Then the buyer comes to wife one and says, one second. You said you're never going to have a claim against me. Why you have the land? Why you have the land? What's it doing in your possession?
How does he have permission? It's already left his
position. So the Rishonim talk about that. Already left
his position. A to B to C. Why
right.
Can A go back
so
to
it's
C?
A good question.
Well, she has a connection to the land. That's
the Rishonim talk about how, but he's already, oh, he already lost it. Yeah. So how do his rights resurrect themselves? It's a good question. Okay.
He only has one field, I assume. If he had two fields,
correct.
It might be different.
That's the next case. Now, where am I up to? Now, the next question. How does a kinyan even work? Now we're going to come to a very strange. When she's tema nachas ruach asisi labayli, she could say, you know, when I wrote that letter to you, that I'm never going to have anything to do. I didn't mean that. I just did it because I'm a nice wife, and my husband sold my land, and it's really mine. Hey, he's a nice guy, my husband. What should I do? Fight with him? So I say, yeah, I agree with you. As soon as you die, I'll get it back. Now, that's such a concept, you can do such a thing. She just did it to be nice to her husband. She had no intention. She had no intention of really relinquishing her rights. Why would she do that? Why'd she do it? Because her husband's a fool. He sold the land that had no right to sell, really. It's really indebted to her. But he's a nice guy. What's she going to fight with him? All right, I'll write a letter to him also. I'm not going to. I'll be nice. Right? Milo Tanan, didn't we learn? Lakach mina ish. If somebody buys from a husband, v'chazar v'lakach mina isha, and then he goes ahead to the wife and gets her permission too. She also agrees to the sale. Macho batel. Doesn't make a difference. It's batel. Why is it batel? Because you can't buy things that predate the ksuva. So she agreed? Yeah. What do you see? Alma yachol hishadama nachas ruach lazaz labayli. I just did a nice thing for my husband. I had no intention of relinquishing the land. Why did I write that letter? Why not? What do I have to lose? I don't have to lose. Huh? The ksuva predates that. They got married in the year 2000. Now it's 2015,
yeah,
and he sells the land.
When does the ksuva come due? It comes due after this.
It comes due when he dies or divorces her. However, the debt of that ksuva is when they got married, which is before he sold it to someone else. So why'd she agree to it? What's she going to do? Fight with her husband? All right, I agree with it.
My wife can go to any business transaction. I mean, 30 years and we drop...
Correct. So whenever you buy land from somebody, you have to ask them, the first question is there a ksuva? Is there other land to pay off that ksuva? That's question number one. Question number two is, do you owe any money to anyone else? Right? But it's the oldest thing. It's when you first got married. All right, could be you have things with you before you got married. Could be. But pretty chances are not, right? Okay. So the Gemara answer says the question. She's just totally, it's like puffery. Yeah, I agree with him. Doesn't work. Even though they made a kinyan even. Right? Even though here they made a kinyan, we said. Right? Also doesn't mean anything. Amrav Zer, Amrav Chista, Lo Kasha. It's a machlokas tanayim. Ha Rav Meir. Over here, we're talking about Rav Meir. Right? That says what? That a woman cannot make such a taina. She can't make such a taina. And that Gemara about the partners was Rabbi Yehuda. That was Rabbi Yehuda. It's a totally different story. Why? The Tanya, we have a Braitha, Kasav L'Rishon V'lo Chas Malo. If a guy sells land, right? He sells land to Reuven, and the wife doesn't agree, she doesn't sign her name, Lasheni, then she sells land to the second guy, V'chas malo, and she agrees to that. Ibda ksuvasa, she loses her ksuva. Why does she lose her ksuva? Because what's going to happen now? She can't come to Shimon because Shimon, she wrote, I agree with the sale. What? Why can't you go to Reuven? Reuven's going to say, I left over the land from Shimon. I purposely asked him. We just said a minute ago. I asked him, you have any other land to pay off that ksuva? He said, yeah, I got that land. Then I'll buy it. You can't go back to him. He left land. Now, you sold it to Shimon and she agreed to that sale? She lost out. She got nowhere to go. What do you see from here? A woman can't say, oh, I only did it to be nice to my husband. A woman can't say such a thing. She has no ksuva here. Right? Divrei Reb Meir. That's Reb Meir's words. Reb Yehuda Omer. No, Yechol Hishati Omanachas Ruach Hasisi Labayli. She can say that. Therefore, Atem Malachem Alai. What do you want from me? In other words, I'm getting a land back. I wrote about Shimon's field that I'm, actually I just did that to be nice. Right? Now one second. If she did it to be nice, then why didn't she do it to Reuven's field? Right. Look, the Gemara's going to ask that in a minute. If that's the only reason she did it, then why, right? Now, by the way, V'Rebi, and when Rabbi Huda HaNasi, the funny line in the Gemara now, when Rabbi Huda HaNasi wrote the Mishnayos, Sasam Lomhacha Kerub Meir, here the Stam Mishnah's Rabbi Meir, who says she cannot get the field back, right? V'Sasam Lomhacha Kerub Yehuda, and over there it's like Rabbi Huda. That make any, over there it's the Stam Mishnah of Rabbi Huda. That make any sense? But there's two shotfin. Right, we said it was low armor klum. Right. Why is it low armor klum? Oh, no. No. Where's over there?
Gittin.
In Gittin. What was the case over there in Gittin?
Lock-up-man-ish.
What? Right. That's in Gittin. So that's a Behuda. That's time. That's okay. There's a stira. Armor of Papa. No. Over here, Bigerusha. It wasn't a marriage. They were divorced. V'divrei Hakol. It's everybody. What's the case? Rashi doesn't say. The case is that after the divorce, but before the land was divvied up, the day he gets divorced, the next day, she didn't get her ksuva yet, he goes and sells the land. And she says, oh, I agree to do that. I agree with that sale. Exactly. So even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, her words were nothing. What was that? She's not married anymore. She has no right to say that. Even if you hold Nachas Ruach, you can't hold it when she's already divorced.
Well, that means the words are something then.
The words are nothing.
You say, I'm saying it to pacify.
Who's she to say it? If I sell land to Marcel, you say, oh, I agree with that sale. Well, who has nothing to do with this? Oh, I agree. Well, who is she? Right? So it's not shayach to say Nachas Ruach.
So then the sale's a good sale.
What?
She's saying the sale's a good sale.
Right, so she's a lien holder. She's a lien holder. So then she, right. So the point is, then it could be that just the opposite. It's a valid sale, and she loses her rights.
Right.
She can't tie it. Oh, I just did it to be nice to my husband. My loser husband. What do you mean? I'm not married anymore.
So it's different from before.
It's different from before. But the point is, it has nothing to do with the halacha of Nachas Ruach. Because on that halacha, no one argues.
Right.
So the Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi didn't write two different things.
Right.
That's the first answer. Ravashi Amar, no. Kula Reb Meir he. The whole Mishnah is Reb Meir. That what? What does Reb Meir hold? That Reb Meir holds, right? The Meir holds that she can say it?
Yeah.
What? No, she can't say it. She can't say it. The whole thing's Reb Meir. I never had kind of come Reb Meir Hossam. When did Reb Meir say his din over there where the woman could not say Nachas Ruach, Ella, Bishnei Lekuchos? That's only when there are two people that bought it. When the husband told it to two people. What happened? The husband sold to two people, and wife number one, and on the first sale, she said, I don't agree. On the second sale, she said, I agree. What do you mean, Nachas Ruach? If you're doing it to be nice to your husband, then why don't you agree on both?
First,
obviously, that wasn't the reason you agreed and disagreed. That wasn't the reason, because that doesn't make any sense. The Amar Law, because what did we say? We said that the man number two could say, if you're really so machped on your husband's covet, then why didn't you agree with sale number one? Where were you then? Right, it said,
you're doing your nails.
What?
Maybe she doesn't disagree. She doesn't.
No, it said lo chasma. She didn't agree. Not that she wasn't asked.
She didn't sign.
She didn't sign. It means she didn't agree. She didn't agree. She didn't sign. She didn't agree.
You don't need her to sign.
What?
Why didn't he hurt his son? He's selling it.
Because he says, is there other land for me to collect?
Yeah.
Because if there is another land to collect, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. You're going to drop dead tomorrow and then I lose it? So if there's other land. No, don't worry. My wife is going to write something that she is not going to bother you. But she didn't do that.
Yeah.
So he says, don't worry, I have another field. So why didn't she do that? On second field, all of a sudden the wife writes, yeah, I'm not going to bother you. So why isn't she do it by the first one? Obviously, this whole time is baloney. I only did it to be nice to my husband. The whole thing is baloney. Aval over there, Gittin, Belokeach Echad. There was only one buyer. There's only one person. Then you know what? Afilu Reb Meir Mode, maybe Reb Meir maybe would agree that when there's one buyer, there is such a concept of Nachas Ruach. That's right. Umasnitz and Dekas of La La'acher. And maybe our Mishnah, right?
Why can't it be that she doesn't? It's two fields. One field is better than the next. So on the first field, but that's the worst field.
So we don't assume that.
Why not?
We just don't.
Why wouldn't that be a reason?
One second. What does the last line over here mean? But our mission is the cost of law la'acher. Right. What does that mean? The cost of la'acher.
Somebody else.
What means somebody else?
In our Mishnah.
There were two buyers.
In our Mishnah, there were two buyers.
Buyers.
Therefore, when she agreed to one, and didn't agree to the other one.
It shows that it's not
because Nachas Ruach. You're telling, no, it shows because that field she wanted, that field she didn't want.
Exactly. One was a better field than the other.
I don't know, she'll take anything, right? But now she lost everything. Well, right? So yeah, she'll do something. She's not going to do that. So what do we assume? Everything. We assume, why'd she do it? Maybe for your reason. But not because of the husband.
Yeah, not because of
the husband, because it doesn't make any sense. So then you have to go see what will happen. Then maybe she'll lose everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Good? Now, Tanan Hassam, we learned over there in Gittin. Ready for this? Okay, that's the end of that Gemara. This is more easier. Ein nifra min achasim yishubadim b'makam sheyesh nechasim b'nei chorin v'afilu hein ziburis. That means that normally when you owe money to somebody, Reuven owes money to Shimon. Shimon and Shimon says, where's the money? Reuven says, I don't have. So the halach is, Shimon will say to Reuven, okay, I'm taking some of your land away. Fine. Right. The halach is, you take Beinonis. However, Reuven doesn't have any land. But Reuven sold land to Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zevulun. So he can go to the most recent one and take it away. Can't go to those people if Reuven has land. Even if Reuven only has the bourse. And he sold the good stuff to other people. Okay? Can't do that. You have to go to the lender first. Understand? Even if the lender only has junky land. You have to go to the lender first. That's the halacha. Iboy lahu. Now comes the following question. Ishtaduv b'nei chori. That land is ruined. That land got destroyed in a hurricane. Got destroyed. It's not worth anything. Nobody wants that land.
And that's when it's stole by the buffalo.
Correct. So the lender says, "What am I going to do over here with this land? It's worthless. It's not that it's cheaper than the other land. It's not that it's the Empire State Building or some house in Far Rockaway. No, it's not like that. It's not much worthless.
But the worthless land has to be equal something, and the difference is still the biggest.
So the question is, I don't bother with that. I lend you $1 million. You give me land. I have to go down and be busy with that. Mahu, so mahu dilatatra from Mishabdik. Can I now go to the other people that he sold all the good land to?
Yeah, well, for the difference.
So, Toshma, I don't think it's for the difference. It doesn't really be bothered over here. What exactly is the case? Right? It's not, right. It doesn't satisfy the debt. It doesn't satisfy the debt because it's worthless. So, Toshma, didn't our Mishnah say the same thing? So how on earth did our mission say that?
We're
about to find out, right? What did our mission say? Kasav Rishon, the first wife, the first sale was written Velo Chasmalo. The wife didn't agree to that sale. Sheni V'Chasmalo. The second one she did. What did we say? Ibda Ksuvasa. She lost her Ksuva. Divere Bear. Why? Because Rishon will say, I left over Shani. I left over land. What do you want from me? I left over land. And what does Shani say? You wrote a letter. You're not going to have anything to do with me. She has nowhere to go. Right? Now, one second. If it's true that when there's a loss, you can now go somewhere else, so nihi the imda tsuvasa meisheni. It's true that she lost out from the second one. Why'd she lose out? Because she wrote a letter. I'm not going to bother you. So mi rishon miha tigvi. So why can't she go back to the first one and say rishon? Rishon's going to say if I left over sheni. And what's Cheney going to say? And what's the wife going to say about that? That I lost that. Right. It's as if it was in a hurricane.
It's your own fault.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. So I have the right to come back to you. Which means?
Right to come to the second.
Which means, if that would be true, then nobody could ever be safe. That they could buy land free and clear. Does anyone want to do business with me? Yeah, I'll sell you land. Do you owe it to your wife? No, I got plenty of land for her. Don't worry about it. But when there's a loss over there in that land, they'll come back to him. Right? So if that's the case, Merishon Miha Tigbi. Right? Look at Rashi. The Rashi of Merishon Miha Tigbi. Rashi, it's like almost five or six lines where the lines get skinny. But over the lines are still skinny. Shahre Niskalkel Zuchasa Mika Bamakom Hashiniach Lolagabos. Because where she was going to collect from number two, got ruined. How did it get ruined? She ruined it herself, right?
Yeah.
It's just like I ruined. Right? So the Gemara is Amar of Nachman Yitzchak. My Ibda. No, my Ibda. What does it mean when she got lost? It means Ibda Misheni. Only loses out from the second one. In a Hanami. She can go back to the first one. Oh, is that what I write? She can go back to the first one?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
correct. Amar Rava. No way. Stay true with Sildavar. First of all, there's two answers why you're wrong. First of all, Chada, first of all, the Ibda Lagami Mashma. It says, totally lost. Va'od, also, Tanya, Lova Mina Echad, Umachar Nechasav Lishnayim, Ruvain sells his land to Shimon. Ruvain lends money to Shimon. Shimon sells his land to two people, Levi and Yehuda. It's the exact same case. Shimon, ready? Lova Mina Echad. Shimon borrows from Ruvain. Umachar nechasav l'shnayim. And then Shimon goes ahead and sells it to two people, Levi and Yehuda. V'kasav balchov l'lokeach sheni. And Ruvain says to Yehuda, Ruvain's owed the land. Ruvain says to Yehuda, dinu dvarim ein li imach. I'm going to have nothing to do with you. I'm not going to come after you. You I like. I'm not going to come after you. Ein lo al lokeach rishon klum. He has nothing against Levi either. Why? I left you. When I bought the land from Shimon, I asked Shimon. I said, Shimon, you owe any money? But he said, yeah, I owe money to Reuven. But don't worry, I got that land to pay back. Then he went ahead and sold it to Yehuda. Now, Reuven, this is the exact same case. Now, Reuven wakes up and says to Yehuda, you I like, I'm not going to bother you. You know what? Reuven's out. He can't go to Reuven. He can't go to Yehuda because he told him he won't. And he can't go to Levi because Levi could say, I left you the other stuff. What do you want from me? Right? And what do you see from here? What do you see from here? If you would hold this concept of the shtadif, that losing out, relinquishing your rights, is the equivalent of a hurricane, then why can't he go back to Levi? Obviously, we don't hold like that. Right? The Gemara answers, no, well, I don't know what to tell you about the case of a real hurricane. That I don't know. But Hasam Ihu is Tadif Hasam Ihu is not Hifsid Nafshabiyadayim. Hey, you did it to yourself. You did it to yourself, like everyone said. You went ahead to, you told Yehuda, I'm not collecting from you. So that's not a hurricane. You did it to yourself. You shot yourself in the foot. Right? You can't come later and tie in a ooh, I have a loss. I can go back to Levi. You can't do that. If there's a real hurricane, I don't know the answer to that question.
Same thing with the woman.
She did it to herself. That's what Rava said. Stay true with Badavar. First of all, it doesn't say that. Second of all, it's not true. That's the halacha. You can't do that. You can't lose it. You shoot yourself in the foot and then come back and say, I want the other land. No. If there's a real loss, that I don't know. This wasn't a real loss. It's a made up loss. Okay? Good? Good? Amalei Rav Yemar L'Ravashi. V'amaisim b'chol yom. Now, I can't speak to this statement. Hamaisim b'chol yom. Every day this happens. Every day what happens? Says Rashi on top. The Dayanim, Donin, Dayanim make a judgment. The Kivon, the Ishtadeh, B'nei Chori, Tarfim, Rishabti. Every day this happens. Land is destroyed, and that doesn't satisfy the debt, so they're allowed to go back to the other person. Which in our case would be, you can go back to Levi. Levi thinks he's buying it free and clear. I'm leaving land over for Yehuda. But Yehuda, the land that they sold to Yehuda, Taka was destroyed. You can go back to Levi, which means, if that's true, you're never in the clear. When you buy land, you're never safe. Because anytime I buy leftover other land, yeah, but that land was destroyed in the fire. It's not worthless now. You're never really safe. Dahu Gavra, there was a guy. The Mishkan lay Pardesa Lechavre Le'ether Shnin. What happened was, he bought land and he gave over a vineyard for 10 years for him to use, like a mashkin. And Vikash Lechame Shnin, after 5 years already, it was depleted, it was worthless. The Rabbanon, and they came to the Rabbanon, Vikasuv Le Tirfa, and they said, write me a document that I'm still owed money. Right? I'm still owed money, right? In other words, if he sold any other land to other people, I can go collect that land. Right? Now what do you see from here? Those other people could say, what is going on here? He left you a vineyard for 10 years. You ruined it already after 5? Now you want to come to me? I purposely bought the land knowing they're not going to come after me because he left that vineyard for you. What's going on here? So you understand that case? You understand? So it's the exact same case. I left you reserve. What are you coming after me for?
It's not the exact same case. It was word that he
sees. Oh, so Hasavnami, Inuhu, the Afsidu, Nafshaihu. He destroyed it himself. Right? Look at Rashi, the last wide line. Lokeach, this buyer. Shalokach Sada, Miyad Zeh. Shamashkin Karim Zeh Ba'achrayith, La'ochul Yud Shanim. Right? In other words, who are we talking about? Who did it to himself? Hasamnami, in who? The buyer. Why? Given the Havizare de Pardesa, since he was planting it, Avadikish, Lo Ibar Luhu Lemazavin. He should never have bought something, because everybody knows this, they knew then. If you have a vineyard, and you don't take care of it, and you don't wait and rotate, right. You're going to be something that it's going to be destroyed. So it's the exact same thing. You did it to yourself. Right? You did it to yourself. You depleted it way too fast. Now you want to come running for, I want to go back to the other guy. The other guy's right. You can't come back to him. That's not considered some kind of unnatural loss. That's a natural loss. Just opposite. That's just a natural law, a natural disaster. What do you want from me? I didn't foresee it. No, you did it to yourself. By depleting the vineyard.
You can't buy a vineyard. We got to take care of it.
You can take care of it. The vineyard was the mashkin.
Right now. So why?
So he used the mashkin so fast. So you did it to yourself. Now you want to go tie it to other people.
Everybody knows what's going to see. Everyone knows that it doesn't last for 10 years.
Yeah, it could last. Not the way they did it. So they can't come tie it. Oh, it's like some natural disaster. No, you did it to yourself. V'ilchasad halacha is ishtadef bnei chorei tarfam mishabdi. If there's a real genuine loss, then you can go back to them. Right? Which is interesting. Okay. Good? Amar Abaya. Ready for the next case? In the Chasai Lich, the Achrich Leploni. A guy says to a girl, I'll marry you, and after I marry you, you're going to have all the land, whatever, while we're married 100%. After that, after you die, it'll go to what's his name? The land will all transfer to what's his name? To Reuven over there.
No, he owes it.
As a matana. Now, Va'amda, and what happened? She gets up. Vinitzes, and she marries him. So I think I'm reading this right. Baal lokeach havi. The Baal becomes a lokeach of all the wife's possessions. Ve'ein la'achrayich mokom al klom. And that guy gets nothing. There was an empty word we said that. Why? Because when his wife dies, he's the number one creditor. So everything goes back to him. It doesn't go to what's his name over there. It doesn't happen.
Why Yerusha Trump's?
It's not Yerusha. It's not Yerusha.
Yerusha's wife.
No, but he gave it to her. He gave it to her when they got into the marriage, right?
No, as a ksuba.
It's a matana. I'm giving my land to you as a matana. After you die, it's going to go to Reuven as a matana.
The halach is it does not go to Reuven as a matzara.
He gets it.
He gets it back. Why? Because he's a creditor of her.
Why doesn't go to her yarshim?
What?
Why doesn't go to her yarshim?
Because Kiman, who does this go like? Kihaitana, the Tanya, Nechasai Lech, Tiachrech Leploni. If a man says to his friend, right, not a wife, a friend, Nechasai Lech, right, I'm giving you land, and afterwards you refer to Reuven, and after that to Shimon. Yarada Rishon, Umachar. If he sold it to, if Reuven went ahead and sold it to Levi, right?
Now sold it.
Correct. He gave it to Reuven, and he told Reuven, after you die, it's going to Shimon. And Reuven went ahead and told it to Levi, Hasheni, Mr. Shimon, Motzi, Vanam, Melkuchos, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, Shimon now can go ahead and take it away from Levi.
Right.
However, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, Ein L'Sheni, Ela Ma Shashaya Reuven. No, Shimon cannot do that. Only if it's left more. Only if it's left over. The point is, Abaya held like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. That you can't do that. Okay? Why? I'm not 100% sure why. What's the reason for this? Why aren't the words good?
Because the words are not good if he's a Shechit Meira.
So you have to come to all these reasons, right?
Yeah.
Umi Amar Abaya Hachi, is that true? Amar Abaya Ezu Rasha Arm, who's a real lowlife? Who's a real Rasha? Zeh Hamasi Eitz Limkar Ben Achasim Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. If someone pulls a stunt like that, go like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Go tell somebody, right? I'm giving land to you as a gift, and then after that, it's going to Shimon. Shimon's waiting. Ooh, look at this! Look how lucky I am. Shimon's never going to get it, right? Because Reuven can sell it to whoever he wants, and Shimon has no claim to it. So Abaya said that's a lowlife. So how can Abaya say that's a lowlife in the past like that? Right? How can that be?
Just because you're a lowlife doesn't mean that everything doesn't work.
Right. So the answer is, right, so me come our tino, say, no, Abaya never said you should go ahead and do this. He never said you should do it to a single girl. Nisei's come out, they're already married. He's already married. So he tells her. Maybe they got into a fight, whatever. So he tells her now, you know what? I'll give it to you. I'll give you my land. I'll show you how much I love you. And afterwards, I'll give it to your brother-in-law. So it doesn't go to the brother-in-law. Right? I'll give it to your brother. I like your brother. I'll give it to your uncle that you like. No, okay. So she's happy. It doesn't matter. They're already married. Okay, fine. Vamar Abaya, Nechasai Lech, V'achreich L'ploni. The land goes to you and then to Ploni. Umachra. And what happened? It was sold. Umesa, and then she died.
She sold it.
Here's the case. Reuven to Leah. Then to Levi. Leah now sells it to Yehuda. It's the exact same case. Leah sells it to Yehuda. Then Leah dies. So what does Reuven do? One second. The husband can take it away from the lakuchos, right? V'yacharech miad bal, and then that guy can take it away from the husband. V'lokeach miad acharech, and then the lokeach can take it away from that guy. U'mukmin and lakul miad lokeach, and where does it end up? By the buyer, back to the lokeach. Now in our Mishnah,
Wow. Yeah. We
had the exact same thing.
The opposite.
And what did we say in there? Make a pshara.
Right.
What's the difference? Maishna meha detnan v'chazeres chalila shashe pshar b'neim. What's the difference?
At least the baal gets it. The baal keeps.
Then now there's another statement over here.
Why is it different?
What?
The husband gets it.
So it's different. The difference is a different member. So why is it different than the Mishnah though? So hasam in the Mishnah if sehul said the lakulu, everybody has a loss. Everybody has a loss. Why? Because what the wife do in that case? What happened in the Mishnah's case? What?
Why does everybody get a loss?
Because the husband sold land.
Yeah.
It belonged to the wife, really.
Yeah.
So the wife and this guy, and wife number one, wife number two, and this third guy are all losing out on the land.
The husband made money.
What? He's dead. Over here, hacha, but over here, only one person bought it. Look at who the Isluub Seda. He was the only one who bought it. The land was already here. He gave it to his land. He gave it to his wife. She sold it.
Right?
Right? The husband said, first it goes to you, my dear. Then it goes to your brother.
Right.
And then she sold it to a third party. He's the only one who got a loss. So he keeps it. No one else got a loss. In the Mishnah's case, everyone got a loss. That's the difference. Also, Rafram Amar Lishmaitza Kemet Ravashi, Mimar Baya Hachi, is that true? From Rabaya, Nechasi Lich, Vyachrech Laploni, if it goes to you, and then afterwards to Ploni, Amda Venises, and then he gets up and gets married, Baal Okeachavi, Venilach Acharach Makam Baal Klom. So the Baal, the other guy gets nothing. The answer is, Amalei Hassan to Amalei Kishi Pinuya, and they weren't married yet. They weren't married yet. Didn't Abaye say if you do that you're a lowlife? Yeah. That's a good question. They weren't married yet. They weren't married yet. Right, exactly. They weren't married yet. So if they're not married yet, Taka, the husband comes first. That answers your question. Over here, they're already married. Hacha the Amalek is Shihi Nisua. Hacha, the Shamalek, they're already married. Maika Amala, what did he tell her? Acharich Litni Baalo Litni. So in such a case, in a Chanami, the other guy will get it before the wife, before the husband. Then we said v'chein balchov tana v'chein balchov u'shnei lekuchos v'chein isha balas chov u'shnei lekuchos. Right? What's the same? It's the same case. The case of the wife again. Same case. Reuven lends money to Shimon. Shimon sells land to two people. Right? Levi and Yehuda. Reuven says to Yehuda, "I'm not going to be busy with you." Right? One second. Reuven says, "I'm not going to be busy with you." Right? Then what happens? Reuven takes the field away from Levi. Then Yehuda takes it back from Levi. Then Reuven takes it back. Then Levi, then Yehuda takes it back. And they have to make a pshara. Same exact case. And the same thing if the wife owes old money. Same story. Right? Same exact case. If the man sells a field, and then the wife, and then that guy sells it to two other people, and then the wife says, from one of you, I'm not going to have anything to do with it. Same exact case. It goes in a circle until they make a pshara. Hadron Allah, Misha Hayanasui, Hadron Allah, Misha Hayanasui, Hadron Allah, Misha Hayanasui. Tomorrow we begin the new parrot. Everybody have a very good day and a good Shabbos.